Good Erev Shabbos, everyone. This Erev Shabbos Parshas Nitzavim. I hope many of you receiving this message, this recording, I will also be able to see this coming Shabbos in Romamu, which will be an amazing, fantastic, uplifting Shabbos as it was last year, and looking tremendously forward to it. Those of you who I will not see, who will not be with us, so have a wonderful Shabbos as well. Enjoy the Kedusha Shabbos wherever you are. It says in this week's Parsha, in Nitzavim, Perek Lamed, Pasuk Tes, V'osircha Hashem Elokecha b'chom asei yadecha, Hashem will create an abundance, an over-amount, right? B'chom asei yadecha, with all your ma'asei yadayim, with all the works of your hands, b'fri vitnecha, v'fri vimtecha, v'fri amosecha, l'tova. Everything will be for good. The animals that you have, and the offspring that they have, and all the crops, and all the abundance of the crops, everything is going to be letova. Because Hashem will yasus alecha letov kasher sos al avasecha, just as Hashem rejoiced in our forefathers, Hashem will rejoice in us. What is this language of the hosircha, this abundance that Hashem is talking about? We want Hashem to be mevarech, Hashem b'chom asei yadecha. What's the hosircha? What's this additional language? Says the Pri Tzadik, such an important yisod that we must keep in mind this time of year, really all the time, but especially now, as we head into the Yomim Noraim. An amazing yisod that the Pri Tzadik, the Kedushas HaLevi, points out. The Mishnah in Avo says, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Tes Vav, HaKol Tzofui. Right, Hashem knows everything. He sees all. He certainly knows what's in our hearts, as Rashi says. V'arashus Nesuna. And yet there's Bechira Chavshis. We're allowed to do what we want to do. We are given the ability and the permission to choose our own paths, whether it's Latov or Lara. Uvitov ha'olam nidon. Uvitov, as the Mefarshim explain over there, in goodness, in chesed, Hashem judges the world. As the Kedushas Levi, it's interesting, olam is Lashon Nekeva. Olamos. Olam is Lashon Nekeva. But nidon is Lashon Zachar. So it should really say, uvitov ha'olam nidona. Right? And that would make it all consistently feminine. So why is it that changes from feminine to masculine? That nidon is judged in masculine. And says the Kedushas Levi, such an unbelievable yisod. And he mentions this over and over again. If anyone is familiar with the writings of Levi Yitzchak Mibraditchov, he was such an Ohev of Yisrael. And he really viewed the world and our relationship to Hashem from this lens, because you see it in so many of his Divrei Torah. And that is HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us so much. And because he loves us so much, there is nothing that gives him greater pleasure than to see us happy. The fact that Hashem should be able to be Mashpia Tova Aleinu gives Hashem the greatest pleasure in the world. He delights in that. He sees his Bani, Matem LaHashem Elokechem. He sees us. And he says, oh, so geschmack that I'm able to give them so much goodness and so much abundance, and that they're happy. And that gladness Hashem that brings nachas ruach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And so therefore, when we come to Rosh Hashanah, we come to Yom Kippur, and we beg HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not just for kapara, but we're also davening for a year of goodness, for a year of bracha, for a year of chayim, for a year of success, for a year of health, and we're begging Hashem for all these things, minzonai, chayai, all these things that we need in life. So we say to Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu that halavai, we should be worthy. And we know, Hashem, you delight in being able to give this to us. If we're worthy and you give it to us, and you're so excited to be able to give us this present. But even, we say, Chas v'shalom, that if we're not so worthy, we know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that pains you so much. And as the Gemara in Pesachim says, Yoser Masha ha'egel rotzi l'anik paru rotzi l'hanik. Right? More than the child, the egel, the calf, needs and wants to nurse, the para, the mother, the mother cow wants to nurse its young. It wants to give over that life-infusing milk to its baby. Hashem wants to give it over to us. And we know, Hashem, you want to give it over to us. And therefore, Hashem, you sometimes turn a little bit of a blind eye to some of our deeds because you delight in giving us good. And when Hashem can't, and when it's just impossible, that really hurts HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a terrible thing. And the Kedushas Levi gives an unbelievable mashal. He says, you know, if an important person, let's say a king, actually the Sefer Raziel calls HaKadosh Baruch Hu the Melech Olav, right? The Melech Olav. Olav means to be like embarrassed, a busha. Why is HaKadosh Baruch Hu called the Melech Olav? So explains Kedushas Levi like a mashal, you know, if you have a king and he wanted to do a particular action, but he wasn't sure whether or not it was a good action, a bad action. He wasn't sure if this was a good law, not a good law, a new edict that he wanted to come up with. So what does he do? He gathers his inner chamber of miyatzim, of the people that he trusts, and he asks their advice. And they say, it's not a good idea, right? Don't do it. Don't erect, a new coliseum. Don't put a new tax. Don't do it. Don't do it, right? And the king says, you know what? I'm going to do it. And he goes off on his own. He ignores the advice of his yoatzim, and he goes ahead and does it. And then what happens? A disaster. The whole thing it blows up. So it's a terrible embarrassment for the king. The king went off on his own. He ignored the advice of all his sages and his advisors, and it went very poorly, and it looks very poorly on the king. It's very embarrassing. Kaviyachal, that's what happened. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he created the world, as Rashi brings down, we know the Medrash teaches, Chazal teach us, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he asked his retinue, he asked the malachim, he said, you know, Nasa Adam, should we make man? And they answered, the malachim said, no, Ma'enosh kisis gerenu, don't make man. Like, what's he going to be? It's not going to go well. And what happens, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, nah, I'm making man. I'm not listening to you. Chesed, I'm making man. And then what happens? We mess up. He makes man, and we know the whole talich of the world. We know from history, and we know ourselves. Like we're constantly dropping the ball, and that looks so poorly on Kadosh Baruch Hu. So says Rav Yitzchak, you know, when Kadosh Baruch Hu comes to judge the people on Rosh Hashanah, so all the malachim yichalf ezun, they're quaking. Why? Because they know they're standing in the shadow of Kadosh Baruch Hu. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at the world and he doesn't see good, it looks poorly on him. It's an embarrassment to him. How is this possible? I decided to make these people. They look so poorly on me. So everyone's scared. It should come out only good. It needs to come out good. Kaviyachal. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it to come out good. Because everything that he's done us as Kedushas Levi, it's really a din on him. He feels the impact of the judgment on us, maybe even more than we do. Maybe even more than we do, HaKadosh Baruch feels the impact. When something's not good, when he can't give us the bracha, when he looks at us and he says, oh, they're not doing good, it hurts. It hurts the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It hurts. Kalani Miroshi, as the Gemara says, Kalani Miroshi, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees us suffering, HaKadosh Baruch Hu cries out in pain, Kaviyachal, as if it were. So therefore, says Kedushas Levi, that's Vahusircha. That when Hashem looks at our ma'aseh yodayim, when Hashem looks at our mitzvos and Hashem looks at our deeds, he's looking way beyond that. He's not looking at the critical eye of specifically what we did and didn't do. More importantly, what we didn't do. But he's looking beyond that. He's looking in a vision of abundance. I just want to be mashpia tova on my children. I don't want to nitpick on their deeds. I want to be able to give them bracha. And when we come to Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, we know HaKadosh Baruch Hu really wants what's not just best for us, but he wants to give us good. He wants to give us good because that makes HaKadosh Baruch Hu happy. The dan, the nidon, is on the olam, but why does it say olam nidon if olam is nikeva and nidon is zachar? Because says the Kedushas Levi, because nidon is also going on Hashem. When Hashem brings us to din, he's coming along for the ride. He's being dan ki'ilu on himself as well. It reflects on his own feelings. It reflects on his own hargashos towards us. The dan, the din, goes on a Kadosh Baruch Hu as well. Because that's the way Hashem approaches the world. He doesn't just view us as other, separated. He's right there, mamish imanu, with us. And so therefore, Hashem wants to see beyond that. He wants to give us in the abundance. He wants to view us from a view beyond the exact nature of our deeds and to be able to give us Latova. This is so critical for us because, you know what? I mean, someone who's not sensitive so might understand this vort as being, oh, this is great, you know? So like, I don't have to be so critical with myself and I don't have to push as hard. And I don't have to be as rigid and structured and as disciplined as I need to be. Because you know what? Vosir Hashem. Because Hashem is just going to always look beyond that. You know, the truth is, if you know somebody loves you so much, and that to be able to do good for you and to help you, like brings them the greatest nachas in the world, You know, that creates a tremendous amount of busha. You do not want to disappoint that person because you don't want to cause them pain. When someone loves you so much, when someone will do anything in the world for you, when a parent, if you're blessed with a relationship like this, like in a parent, they'll do anything in the world for you and they just want you to be happy and they want to give you good, right? If you have that, you've seen that, right? You don't want to hurt them. You don't want to do something and then you know that it affects them so deeply and so much, it pains them so much. And you feel horrible that you brought that pain to that person because they care about you so much. And then when you mess up, it hurt them so badly. When they can't give you something that they want to give you so badly, it hurts them so badly. Someone who's sensitive to that. So they want that person to be happy. They want their parent to be happy. They don't want to cause their parent pain. And if we understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes that attitude with us, so then that heightens our awareness. We don't want to cause Hashem pain. Hashem wants to give us and He can't, and Hashem hurts. I don't want Hashem to hurt because of me. I want Hashem to be happy. I want Hashem to be happy with me. I want Hashem to be happy for Himself. And His happiness is so tied, so connected to our deeds and our actions. And I don't want to bring that pain to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So I want to do better. I want to do more. I want to be my best. Because I don't want to hurt HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's kind of, I think, the attitude. It's the double sides of the two coins. That if we understand Hashem wants to give us and give us and give us so badly, right? Just the opposite from that creating a callousness within us, right? Then it's just me to connect me though. We want so badly that Hashem should be happy, not to cause Hashem pain. And therefore, we want to do more. We want to do better. We want to get it right. And that's the way we should really enter into these days of Yom Minor. We want to get it right. Not just for ourselves, but we want to get it right because we want Hashem to be happy. We want Hashem to be happy. We don't want to cause Hashem pain. And it is a tremendous zechus that Hashem wants only goodness for us. A tremendous zechus. We should be very excited about that. Excited in a way that drives us and inspires us to always be better and do more. Have a great Shabbos.